Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Last week in our study of Nahum chapter 11, I was teaching on the meaning of the word confess. Well, let's start the week at that point today.
I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
First John chapter 1, verse 7 and 9 say the following. In verse 7 of 1 John chapter 1, it says, "But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sin." You know, a lot of times there are people that just simply will not forgive you. There are people that will forever hold a grudge. There will be people that even after people have confessed and forsaken their sin, will not let it go. But they're not the final judge, and they will be judged for an unforgiving spirit. So, no matter the depths of sin that you've gone in, where sin abounded, God's grace did much more abound, we're told in Romans chapter 5 and verse 20. So verse 9 of 1 John chapter 1 says, "If we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." So if the sin is unconfessed, it is unforgiven. Now, don't misunderstand about the word confessed, by the way. The word confessed here, in its very literal meaning, has the idea of to say the same thing as. But what it means by that is simply this. Somebody says, "You take this medicine and it will make you well." Now, you read a little bit about it, you find out it will make you well, and so you take it. And when you take that medicine, then you find out, "Oh yes, it did make me well. Oh yes, I am all right." And it's great. But to say the same thing as means that you acted upon it. You took the side of it. You said, "Yes, this is a good thing, and I will stand on it." So when you confess your sin, you're saying, "Yes, I admit that it is wrong, it is sinful, it is evil, and I am forsaking it to stand with God." And if there's sin that you can't forsake, then you ask God for his power. Just say, "Lord, that sin has power over me. Help me." And he will do that. If you're serious about it, he will do it. He will do it for you very, very, very quickly. That's the God that we serve. Now, Jesus' blood is applied to the mercy seat in heaven. Now, there was an earthly mercy seat, of course, in the Old Testament, tabernacle and temple. The earthly one, though, was after the pattern of this heavenly one, as Moses was told to have it made. As Peter, having just his feet cleansed, not his whole body, we don't need to be saved again, but we do need to confess our sin, or it will be known. Again, don't mistake slow to anger as overlooking sin. God does not overlook our sin. Now, don't forget, in 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9, he says this, "The Lord is not slack concerning his promises, as some men count slackness, but is longsuffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance." Now, he said the Lord is long-suffering. But, verse 10 says, but the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night. So, he is slow, but he's sure. He's long in mercy, but once he moves, you're not going to prevent his hand of judgment. And so, the wise person, knowing that he'll forgive, needs to turn to him right away and don't put it off. See, some people are waiting, as they say, till 11:30 to get saved, and they die at 11. Okay? In other words, they're taken out suddenly. It's a heart attack or something else, and there's just no chance then to make that thing. He that been often reproved hardeneth his neck shall suddenly be destroyed, and that without remedy. Proverbs chapter 29 and verse 1 says so. His judgment is slow but sure. Slow because he hopes that we'll repent and believe the gospel. So we're told the Lord is slow to anger. And I'm glad he is. He said that he has no pleasure in the death of the wicked. He has no pleasure in sending people to hell. But you know, the word anger is also a very serious word here. We must remember, he has the omnipotence to exercise his anger in ways that this world is incapable. He is almighty. He's the creator. Jesus says of himself in Revelation chapter 1, verse 8, I am Alpha and Omega, the first and the last letter of the Greek alphabet, that is. The beginning and the ending, saith the Lord, which is, and which was, and which is to come, the Almighty. That's what Jesus says of himself. Remember? He is, he was, and he is to come. He came, he died, was buried, and he rose again, and he's coming again. But he calls himself the Almighty. Yes, Jesus Christ was Almighty God, come in the flesh. Not because I say so, I believe it, but not because I say so, because the Bible tells me so. Now, think of what the Almighty can do. He spoke the worlds into existence, according to Psalm 33, verse 6. He sent a flood upon the world and really could have ended the entire world's existence. So he sent a flood upon the earth. He raised the dead. He calmed the sea. My friend, he is Emmanuel, that is God with us, Almighty God. Now think of what his wrath and anger could do. In Lamentations chapter 3, verse 22, we read this. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. Now think of Ezekiel 33:11. Say unto them, as I live, saith the Lord God, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but that the wicked turn from his way and live. Turn ye from your evil way, for why will ye die? Here's God pleading with the people to turn. Now, if God willed to predestinate people to hell, then he would have pleasure in the death of the wicked. But he said here he has no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but he wants them to turn. And he says, turn ye, in other words, repent, repent. This verse shows right here in the Old Testament, whosoever will may come. Hallelujah for that. And so he calls the wicked to turn. Now, this Hebrew word refers to the breathing part of the body. Emotions are expressed by deep, heavy breathing.
You've heard the guy get mad.
And you hear that guy gets mad that way, and he's talking and breathing heavily. This word is therefore expressing the emotional aspect of God's anger and wrath. This is in conjunction with verse 2, that is, he is furious. Furious. But that one is a different Hebrew word. Whereas furious shows the action, anger shows the emotion of God's Spirit about our sin. So, we see that God gets furious in verse 2 said. Furious. And he's jealous and he revenges. And then he's slow to anger, he said here in verse 3. But all of these are showing God's attitude towards our sin. But oh, the love of God that would die for our sin. So on the other hand, we see his love there. God is slow to get this way, yet is perfectly just and holy in doing so. God controls his wrath, that is, his temper. It does not control him. There are people that will lose their temper. I've heard people just say things that were completely wrong. It was the wrong time, the wrong place to say it. And usually it ends up that a lot of the things they said were not really true, although they may have believed they were true. And they say these things in wrath and anger, and then have to be sorry later because their wrath controlled them instead of them controlling their wrath. And when those things happen, that person is out of control. And so, the Lord, he has wrath, full of wrath, but he controls his wrath. It doesn't control him. He carries it out as per his given, and may I say, repeated warning. Okay. He is warned so many times. Now notice next. He will not at all acquit the wicked. That word acquit means to be clean, pure, guiltless, free from punishment. Now look, I'm not that of myself. I'm really not. I am not clean. I am not pure. I am not guiltless of myself. But I am in Christ. I'm accepted in Christ. I'm accepted in the Beloved.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the Sermon Library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for